Radio South 1-3-3. WFCW 200. Monitoring. Somebody can copy this radio. 3-0-8-1.
IZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile. WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. You're hitting the repeater, however, no modulation.
Sorry, Jack, I was setting it down, kept dropping it.
Check.
WSDU 202, good morning, Jack. Yeah, I was setting that radio down and kept hitting the button.
This is WRTP 347, monitoring.
RCP-820, mobile and monitoring.
RCP 544, we are mobile. WRNW 329.
WSES 979, are you there?
WIUG 488, WRNW 329. Station 329, WIUG 488, go ahead. Station 329, go ahead. WIUG, 48, go ahead.
audio is good, and you may be speaking a little bit away from the mic. Get a little bit closer to the mic. You should do better. Roger?
Oh, that's all good to hear. I was trying last night to contact you, and I was not getting through. I believe that I now started to get through all this.
Okay, you're on the repeater, and your audio is good too right now. Anyhow, are you mobiling, or you got a handheld?
Yeah, I'm on a handheld. I got a TIG radio, 8K. Just got it the other day.
You sound any good anyhow. Is that it? What's the name of that radio? TIT?
Yeah, TIT radio, KJJ, folks use it a lot, but we all know probably not.
Okay, well, you're doing good here for now where you're at, and stay where you're at. It's better than, you know, because you're fading out a little bit, and hold your hand, the walkie-talkie straight when you talk, because that's what it's all about. Roger?
Yes, sir. I have the long antenna, it's the antenna on right now. And now I have an actual speaker mic, so I don't know if I need to do anything with the mic gain or anything like that, but this is my second attempt with this radio, so I'm just glad I know it's not damaged, I don't have to send it back.
With that handheld mic, you're doing a good job. It really does, makes a difference. All my handheld radio, they all have a external mic, but they all do good. My Bofing and Quince radio are doing good too. Roger?
That's awesome, Jack. I always appreciate your help. I got this the other day, and like I said, I thought it was really frustrating. Everybody's out there talking, but just couldn't seem to get out there. So, yeah, I'm happy with this radio. Over.
That's a good radio. Now, if you're inside the house, be by the window, it would be a lot different if you're inside the house. If you're outside the house, a little bit away from the house. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I always appreciate the advice, Jack. Typically, I'm on the road. Mobile's in the car.
So when you're in the car, what you need to do is stick that antenna a little bit outside the window. And you do a lot. Very, very good job. That's another thing. No.
You double.
Station 850. trying to reach me? Yeah, I think there's another station out there. All right. Keep what you're doing. You're doing a good job out there. You have a good evening, or a good day, I say. Not evening yet. Okay, catch you a little bit later. WIUG, 48.
Wait, Jack. WIUG, 98.
WIUG 488, WIUW 329.
Station 347, he's sounding good, but you got a little bit, you know, I don't know, he got a fan out there or something like that.
WIUG 488, WRNW 329.
WIUG 488, how you doing this morning, Tim?
Too bad. How about yourself? I'm out on the move here. There's northbound on 75.
Are you mobile?
Mobile, but I'm not sure what repeater I'm hitting right now. I said 725, and I'm closer to Flint. Copy?
Pardon me, you're doing a good job. Yeah, you are on 725, if you're close to Flint. Roger?
Probably about 20 miles out from Flint, but not getting a good signal kicking back on my end from the repeater.
Oh, you're doing good. Are you on that 9800?
9800 TYC.
Hey, you're doing excellent. Your audio is very clear. Roger.
Copy that. I could hear you on 675. I called you earlier, but it was very weak signal on the 675.
Sometimes it gets very weak when you, before it gets, you know, maybe by Flint or by drain. Somewhere around there before Flint.
Copy that. Well, you sound nice and clear here on my mobile. Sounds like you're sitting in the passenger seat.
Tim, you're doing excellent. Your voice is good too, your audio. Roger.
Copy that. I appreciate it. I had my antenna off yesterday I had my antenna inside the truck. I had to put it back up top. I went through the car wash, but that was kind of a waste after the rain.
Yeah, well, that 98, that TYT, it's a good radio. Roger?
A lot of good options on it. See, I must be getting closer to that repeater because the signal's coming up quite a bit here now.
Flint, the repeater is right on top of the hospital, so you're probably close by that way anyhow. Roger?
Getting a lot closer. Thursday, I'm probably going to be, well, it'll be late night, but he's running down 75 all the way up to St. Marie, or I forget, or we're crossing the border back up there. But I got to get these programs lined up for the repeaters. Maybe I'll be able to talk. But it'll probably be early morning, though, like around midnight, I'll be running through this way.
Oh, I see. You mean after 12 o'clock. I don't know if I'll be up that time. You can try it. You can try it with no problem. Roger?
I always hear Jack on the radio. Early morning, late evening.
You gotta get Tim motivated, and also no back door open.
You hit the highway, all the doors are open. It's just raining money all down the freeway.
So you on the Jeep tonight?
Drive a truck, set up a whole lot higher. Get to see a little more, set up high.
Why are you going north?
Northbound. Just going into Flint, drop off equipment, and hopefully I can find a good breakfast there somewhere, and then I'll turn around and come back.
Well, I don't know. If you're in the Flint, there's a French restaurant over there. It's, you know, opens early, but I don't know what time they close. If you want a breakfast, there's a French restaurant that way.
All right, is it any, is it right downtown, or it's on the main drive?
I've been there about three times, and I don't know how close is it by downtown or where. What you do is put down French restaurant in front, and it comes right out on Google.
Copy that. I'll check it when I stop here and get off the freeway. French restaurant. They serve breakfast anytime over there. Some of the places don't only cook breakfast till a certain hour. They're over.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe certain. I don't know if they open or not. I know I was there about 6 o'clock in the morning. That's the time they open. I don't know what time they get home. I was there about three times, that's all. It was about 2 years ago.
Copy that. I'll look them up when I get off at the exit. See if I can find them. But most of your Coney Islands, you can get breakfast anytime. I can eat breakfast in the morning, breakfast at noon, and breakfast for dinner is okay with me.
You know what, Tim, if you want a good burger, there's a good burger across, not cross street from Myers, but maybe half a mile to the right. There's a good restaurant over there. I don't know the name of it, but they serve wine. They serve wine and beer, that restaurant, only. No liquor. And it's a good burger there. It's not too far from Burger King. If you drive more, I don't know the name of the Davison or something like that, the name of the street exactly.
Copy that. Sometimes they, I'll get on the main strip and look around over here or Google something, see what I can find. But if I start drinking wine, it looks like I might be staying for the day. I might need a nap somewhere to recover before I could drive back.
You don't have to. We've been there a lot of time. You know, you don't have to just eat the burger. It's a good burger. The guy owns 5 of them in Ohio. He owns all 5 restaurants there in Ohio. I don't know the name of it exactly because I haven't been there in a year and a half. But it's a good restaurant. With a good burger.
I copy that. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was stopped raining, but it looks like we're hitting some more rain, a little light rain up here in Flint now, close to 475.
It's not raining here right now, but it could be later on to rain. They said it's going to rain all day today.
From what the weatherman says, the next couple of days are going to be some scattered showers, so it makes a dull day when it's cloudy and raining out.
Especially when you're driving. Sounds like you're driving for 10, 15 days. That's how much you'd be tired.
It's a long ride. It makes a long ride when it's dull outside, but it'll make it, get a breakfast, I'll feel a little bit better for sure. Say, even the wife knows your voice when she hears, oh, that's Jack. So I always got the radio on at home in the car. She always hears you on there. She don't know the numbers, but she knows your voice.
Good. Tell her I said hello. Roger.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you? And good to hear you guys
I'm
out
good,
there.
Thank you.
To hear you guys out there, I think I doubled up a little bit. But really, it's good to hear both of you guys out there. You guys take care over there and drive slow. Well, drive the whatever and be safe out there. You take care and you have a good day. W-I-U-G, waiting.
Right, nice talking to you. I'll catch you a little bit later. Yeah, I'm getting hot on that tower now. The signal, almost a full signal, but catch you a little bit later. WRNW329 in the mobile and clear.
Get SEL664 monitoring.
WSEG849 radio check.
WSEG849, this is WSEL664. I hear you. A little scratchy, but not bad.
WSEG849 clear.
WRWM638S.
Station 638. Go ahead. WIUG 48.
Yeah, thank you,
You were sounding good, but now a little bit, you know, fuzzy, or you're fading out. What is your location? I'm over here in Rochester Hills. Roger? The only thing I caught is you bought 425 or something like that. Sorry, but you're not coming in clear.
Stand by, I'll switch that camera.
You're good right there. Whatever you did, you were doing good.
All right, this is the vertical antenna. Go ahead.
But you were doing good before. Anyhow, you're okay right now, but a little bit fade out, which is no problem. Go ahead, sir.
I appreciate it. I'll go back to the other antenna. Give me just a moment.
No problem. WIUG 488. You might as well go back on the antenna you were before.
Hey, Roger that. Okay, we'll switch it back real quick.
No problem.
Okay, I switched back to the vertical antenna there. Go ahead.
Now you sound 100% good. You sound like you're sitting by me. But stay where you're at. That way you'll do okay. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Everything's stationary, so there's no moving. What has me a bit confused is I have a multi-band discone antenna, which is a transmitting antenna, and this meter says that I have a great match on it. And I switched to this antenna, which isn't as high, but it's supposedly a non-tunable GMRS antenna, and it says that it's actually running a bit of a high match, so it works better. So I don't know, maybe it's an issue with my meter. Maybe I should bypass the meter altogether and just plug it directly into the radio.
When you do the matching, if it's read 1.1, you're doing good. And that GMRS antenna by itself, the UHF, it's a good antenna too. And that's what you got to get. Now, after you finish matching, take the SWR meter out. Don't leave it on. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. The point I'm making, though, is the GMRS antenna that's not multi-banded, it's not tunable. It's supposed to already be tuned for these frequencies. So, but it's running a high match. It claims that I'm running at 1.8, which is, I wouldn't want to run anything over 1.5. But when I run the other one, it says it's a 1.2 or 3. I can't remember, but it seems that this one's working better, so I don't know. The feed line, the coax is a little longer on this one than I would prefer. I might change it out for something shorter. Maybe it's kind of bunched up here on the floor and doing some weird stuff, giving me a weird reading there. Go ahead.
The 1.8, that's too much. If it's 1.8, get back on the other one, it's better. But the one is not tunable, okay? It should be good with 1.1. Now, another thing is I want to tell you. My coax is LMR 240, which is that is good for base station. And the 400, it's good for the base station too. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that 100%. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. Just get a shorter run of coax. I was going to put the antenna in a different location, so I bought more coax than I needed, and I think it's not really the best. So let me write this down. LMR, what was the best stuff to run again? Go ahead.
I'm running the LMR 240. And there's another one, LMR 400, but make sure it's flexible, because the LMR 400 is a little bit tough, to twist and all that. So just make sure it's twistable and everything, and easy to go in if you put it in by the windows. And I'm a, 240 is very fixable. And I think, it, I don't know, except to you, the 400 is better from a 240. But the 240, which is I had that since Radio Shack opened up. So that's what I'm running right now, the 240 LMR. Roger?
Yeah, roger that 100%. What I'll do is I can run the 400. I actually kind of, the way I got my setup, I made it really easy to run the coax into the Radio Shack here, so so that won't be a problem as far as the flexible issue. So if the 400's better, I think whatever the best stuff is for me to use there, go ahead.
And my antenna, I'll be honest with you, my antenna is a Harvest, it's a Harvest PC200. A Harvest PC200 out of Amazon. It's only $95. And it's a really good antenna. It gives you 200 watts output. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I appreciate the advice for sure. Yeah, this is probably a coax issue for sure.
And also, I need. I talk to New York, and I talk to Ohio every day, and I talk to. I was on the 600, and I was talking to Chicago, Illinois. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I was looking at this coax. It's just some cheap RG58 stuff. I think it's supposed to be meant just for like mobile, like CB stuff probably in your car or whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is very, I mean, it's poor, really, coax. But LMR, it's the best. I know it's a little bit expensive, but you know what? As soon as you're investing your money and you're doing good job out there, that's all you need to do. Roger?
Yeah, roger that.
All right. Good talking to you. My name is Jack, by the way, and if you need more help, give us a shout. No problem at all. Will help you out as much as I can and as much as I know. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 488.
Yeah, thanks again there, Jack. WIUG 488. WRWM 638. Person on this end is Randy. So thank you, Jack. I'll get on the side here. I'm going to play around with this radio. Maybe I'll put it in a little lower power setting for now. Only because the meter says the match is running a bit high. So I appreciate it, my friend.
No problem. Anytime, sir. You take care. Again, have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSEL 664 monitoring.
WSEL 475, radio check. James, can you hear me?
The radio check is sounding good, and I'm over here at Rochester Hills.
Hey, roger that. I think I talked to you 2 days ago, actually looking for another guy, but appreciate the radio check.
Problem, anytime. You take care, you have a good day. WIUG, 488, clear.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Have a great day as well. SEL 475, clear the, you know.
WIUG 488, this is WRHW 478.
Station 417, go ahead.
It's Station 478, Jack. This is Howard on Plymouth.
Yes, 478. How you doing today?
I'm doing good on this gloomy, wet Sunday morning or afternoon.
Yes, it was raining out there, but now it's not raining, and there's no wind blowing at all, so I don't know about today. They said it's going to rain all day, so I don't know. Roger?
Yeah, that's what I heard, on and off, and then through the week as well. Not yesterday was a nice day. Got out and did some errands. And nice temperatures, sunny, all that good stuff.
Yesterday, I was out there all day. I didn't get back here till about a little bit before dark. Are you sounding good today, Roger?
Thank you. You are too. Coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard you since we talked.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's correct. My hours were a little busy this week at work, so I got out later, and just some after-work activities. So today I'm sitting here in the shack doing some stuff around the house. Actually pulled the sewing machine out, took care of some stuff for my wife. And just going to try and relax the rest of the afternoon, I think.
Oh, yes, it's a good relaxing day. Not go anywhere. Anyhow, well, good talking to you, and you take care. And you have a beautiful day. WIUG 480.
Very good, thank you. That's my plan. I do have an email to send off to you with that information we talked about. I'll get that out later. You as well, have a good day. Good talking to you. WRHW 478, standing by.
No problem. Anyhow, anytime, you go ahead and if you want, whatever, you get a chance, send the email. No problem at all. WIUG 48, clear.
WSEL 664 monitoring.
Check, check.
WSEL 475 radio check. Ron and James, you come in.
That I'm here.
Roger that, Michael. I hear you loud and clear here as well.
WSEL 475 James, you reading me out there? WSEL 475 James.
Roger that. Come through loud and clear.
WSCI 783, monitoring.
One there.
WSCL 475 radio check. James, can you hear me? James, can you hear me?
Roger that. I can hear you loud and clear, Ron.
Roger that, James. Got you loud and clear as well. SCL 475 out. WSEL 475, looking at Ashley in Elmont. Are you out there, Ashley? WSEL 475, looking for Ashley in Elmont. Are you out there for a radio check? Ashley, are you out there?
WSFA 972, checking.
Hey there, this is WSB 68. You sound very good.
Copy that. Sound a little scratchy there. Didn't catch your sign there. WSFA 972 via Hamtramck, Michigan.
My sign is WSCE68.
WSFA 972, clear channel. WRWM 638 listing. My apologies, did you say, you said WSCW, what were the numbers? Copy the 200, hello from Taylor, WRWM 638, Randy, I miss them, back to you my friend.
Yeah, Randy and Taylor, you're coming in good. I'm on in Davidson. Coming in strong.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. I was talking to a gentleman, Jack, earlier. And I've been playing around with a couple of different antennas. Bottom line is, seems like this one works better, regardless of it having a slightly higher FWR. So I appreciate the radio check, my friend.
Not a problem. Jack is the expert. WSDW200, monitoring.
WSDW8 here. Can I come in? Okay. I'm using it in Nagoya, and I'm not the 771G, although I have that. I think it's 701G, actually.
Sounds great, and Taylor.
Oh, awesome. I'm actually in Clio.
Absolutely. Sounds pretty good downriver here. Sounds beautiful. Good good signal and good modulation.
Thank you so much, my friend. WSDE6A, I'll stand by.
WSDT 47.
WSDW 200, go ahead.
Hey there. Yeah, I was just testing the new firmware on my radio and just making sure it worked. So thank you very much for the confirmation.
Sounding really good here in Davidson, Michigan. Over.
Right on. You're coming in crystal clear here in Pleasant Ridge, Michigan. So thank you very much. I'm going to 73 for now. Have a good day.
You as well. WSEW 200 73.
Yeah, Pleasant Ridge sounds great in Taylor. Nice and loud. Great signal. No, sir. I have a base unit, and I have a multi-band discone antenna that I was using earlier that says it has a better match, and it's actually up higher. But for some reason, this pre-tuned GMRS base station antenna is lower, says I have a higher match, but seems to perform better. So, probably run some better coax, a little less coax. I bought more than I needed, thinking I was going to put it in a different location. So I'll go through the variables why the match may be a little high, but I looked online and it seemed like that this match is acceptable for this setup, but for me, normally speaking, I would consider this match a bit high.
I was just curious. I'm actually trying to see what kind of speaker mic I would want. I'm trying to figure out a place like you can set this handheld or something. I'm not holding it all the time. That way it never gets like tipped to one side or anything like that. That makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. It makes perfect sense. You know, I got a little more power, so I wasn't sure that the phone can perform to hit the register, you know, given my location. So anyways, that's why I made the decision that I did. And just to be specific, the discone antenna says it has a match of 1.3. I thought anything 1.5 is a bit dangerous. This says it's 1.7, closer to 1.8. But from what I read, people still run stuff like that all the time and without fear of damaging equipment. Back to you.
Either a speaker mic or a headset. I have a headset. A headset does not work very well. I literally have to shout into the microphone to make it be heard. It's not fun.
I'll be honest, I just bought a headphone with the microphone in it. I haven't had a chance to really use it yet on the handheld, meaning real world and stuff, to get a report from someone like yourself. But I have had most of my handhelds, other than a few, are modified ham radios, so I always go with the handheld microphone. They have always sounded better to me than the than the internal radio microphone, but again, my preference. And so yeah, surprises me on the headphone. Usually they're designed for that. So I don't know, maybe there's a gain setting on your radio that can help you out a little bit. I'm not sure, you know, exactly, you know, what you're running, meaning I haven't owned them radios or headphones per se myself. But I just did get a new pair. I'll have to look up what the model number is, but it seemed to perform really good so far, at least person to person talking to the wife, not you know, doing repeater stuff or anything like that. Back to you.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, the that sounds pretty good. No, there's no there is no gain setting on this radio. I've got a Wilkson AGQ10G radio myself. Anyhow. Yeah, I was surprised kind of on that headset myself, but yeah, oh well. I think the speaker mic will be very, very good as soon as I find one.
True enough. If you're referring to the radio you're speaking on now, you have great, excellent, clear audio. It's plenty loud, so I don't know if that's the radio per se you're critiquing right now. You know, I do know, at least with every radio that I have that doesn't have a speaker microphone on it, you know, it's really, you got to be adamant about making sure you're talking directly into it, of course, not off to the side or anything like that. Seems like the one in the radio is pretty directional. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's the Q10G right now. I just thought about getting a speaker mic because holding this radio, my left hand starts to hurt after a while. So I'm just trying to figure out an alternative. There aren't really any stands that my two-way radios sell that I tried to look in on map to see if we could maybe get a higher off of. I'm using a desk right now, higher than the desk level to get, you know, a good sound. But it's just because they don't sell any desk stands or anything like that, so I was trying to think of an alternative.
No, absolutely. I totally get it. I agree 100%. Again, which is why I run those microphones when I can, of course, and bought the headset, which seemed to work so good. I got a couple of B-Techs, the B-Tech GMRS Pro handhelds, and I love both of them. These headphones they're big and bulky. They look almost like something you'd use out on a flight line, you know, but they're noise canceling and the microphone seems to work well, and they have a volume on the actual headset and on the and it has a huge PTT button, like you said, so you can have you don't have to have the radio on you per se. Wife says they look goofy, I'm sure they do, but it seems to work great. So they won't work well on this base station, unfortunately. So I couldn't give you or allow you to hear it or get a report from you on this radio per se. And I'm not sure that one of the B-Tech radios, I can hook it up to my base station antenna, but I'm not sure that it has enough power to hit the repeater. But definitely could try it, you know, it's not a big deal. A matter of 5 minutes of my life that it would take me. But anyways, back to you. Everything you said, I totally get. Go ahead, my friend.
Cool to hear it. You could do it, but understandable. I mean, if it's not powerful enough, it's not powerful enough. I'll totally get it. I've always been interested in radio. You know, like when I was smaller, I had a few FRS radios, and then I had an FRS radio that allowed 5 mile range, which then you had to have a flight from the FCC, and then just got back into just learned about GMRS because I wanted, you know, something that would broadcast even more, and as far as the mileage was concerned, learned about repeaters, and now here I am.
Hey, roger that. Got that 100%. All right, Doug, give me a couple of minutes, and I'll dig out one of these radios. I got to throw a little adapter on it, of course, because it's a handheld, but I do have one. And we'll first see if it's got enough to even trigger the repeater, and then if that's the case, I definitely can plug in the headphones and microphones, see what you think. Oh, awesome.
Thanks.
Like a Brambling-style aviation headphone?
Yes, it is. Real big, ugly. Not heavy, though, believe it or not. I'd have to, as soon as I grab them in the other room there, I'm in the radio shack, as soon as I grab them, I can give you the name brand. It's something like Intertech or something. Seems to sound right.
Okay. Yeah, I had a couple pair of those follow me home one time. Except for they had, well, their actual proper name brand, but they have the two, like, quarter inch and then the eighth inch jack on them. Obviously made for avionics. But yeah, I'm just going to listen around and see what you got.
Absolutely. Yeah, these are the same way. They have the two different connectors, like you said, the smaller, like 3.8 or whatever the bigger one is, 4-point-something, whatever. I don't know off the top of my head the actual measurements, but yeah, it has the bigger and smaller connector on it. Same thing, seems to be universal with most radios anyways. Yeah, okay, give me a minute, I'll dig this stuff out.
Hello, this is WSCK. Here's some answer.
I'm only about 2 miles from the repeater in Flint, Michigan. I'm coming at you with a Motorola M1225. Radius sitting on a dash.
Nice. I'm in Clio, Michigan. I'm coming in with Wilson Q10G radio.
For something to get that thing up off the desk a little bit, you just look for one of them cell phone stands and clip it to it.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Looking for a mobile, I might have a mobile on the cheap you can set up as a base. I've got radios coming on my ears. I have a big problem. I'm an habitual radio purchaser, and I've been charged with a second degree count of misconductor on VFO modification. What is that thing called? QYT 8900 quad band, I think. Something like that. I don't know. They say it's quad band. I don't think so. I think it's just VHF. But a handy $50 bill would get rid of that radio. I don't like them. I've got 4 or 5, so. And then I've got dozens of other radios.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Kyle, there's another GMRS repeater right up there by you in Montrose, but I think it's a closed system.
It is, unfortunate. I was looking on my GMRS, and it says on the note, "This is news for my family. Please stop contacting me."
through your repeater if you don't want people to contact you about it.
Yep, I agree.
Both loud and clear in Flat Rock.
WIDG 959.
I know another company that makes those headsets, and they make them most compatible for the Chinese radio market, is TRI Fit Industries, or TRI, most notably known for making their knockoff of the Harris PRC-152 military multiband handheld radio.
I guess the first order of business would be to see if I triggered any behavior to about WRWM16. Perfect, I guess. In just a minute and I will put up these headphones, and I had that completely wrong. It's R-E-T-C, looks like it's a check mark, supposed to be a B. I have, like, rest, I couldn't pronounce that. But anyway, some Amazon stuff, I swear. Retivas. I didn't want to double. Yeah, probably Retivas sounds right. Really, you know, different logo. I guess we're going to see in the checkpoint. So, Retivas.
Or you can call it Retivas.
I don't know how I managed to do it, but I left my Kuoshang, or Kuoshang, whatever the heck you want to call it, with the new released extended 3.8 amp hour battery on for over a week in the truck, and not only have I not heard it, but I remember last turning it on and setting it in the truck, but I just found it to having about 25% battery left.
Oh, wow. Is that what you're talking about right now?
Yeah. So, I was just getting a couple things out of my cab. It fell underneath the passenger seat. So, I was like, well, hey, I didn't lose it. It just temporarily got relocated.
Well, that's awesome.
Like the feeling of Christmas in October.
Exactly. What model did you say that booking radio is?
I'm going to say it is a UV5. I'll take the back off in a second. Uniform Vector Kilo 5, parentheses 99.
Very nice.
The thing on the back of it says frequencies 144 to 148, and it says 420 to 450 megahertz, which we all know that's not the case.
This is WRTP 347, Dan. Somebody got a copy of my signal?
Coming in loud and clear, WSB 68.
I'm on you, though. Low battery or close to something else that's intermodding with you. I'm going to put the truck away for the day. I'm done working. I'll be back after a minute, gentlemen. This is WSCY 842 in Fletcher Township.
Copy that radio check. Playing with my mic here and trying to figure out if it was working. Thank you very much. Have a great day. 3RTP 347 clear.
Where you go? What kind of a mic do you have?
I actually took an old Kenwood mic and threw it here on a Ben thingy bass unit. Just checking to see if the Kenwood actually works.
You might want to. Maybe I can record the radio and then play it back for you, but you've got a technical issue.
Alright,
okay. Kind of what I thought. Okay, thanks. Hey, I doubled with somebody. I can record you and play you back, and you can hear what you sound like. I think you got a technical issue.
WRWY. All right, this is 347 back. Put the original mic back in.
You no longer have that hum. Breaking station, go.
Yeah, I just wanted to verify that that gentleman did have that hum, and now he doesn't. This is WRWY 979, Joe and Clinton Junction.
Yeah, I wonder what it could be. Thinking about the microphone, I wonder if there's a signal line crossed.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I guess I have another question. Same model, just blue. I didn't realize I had bought three of these. Golly. WSCY 842, Travis, Swin Township Monitoring.
Testing. Testing.
Testing. WRTX 957.
Did you guys catch the Tigers? The Tigers came in Detroit about, I want to say, a couple of weeks ago.
WRDD 690 mobile, listening.
WSDE 68.
station calling. Your transmission is very poor. Try it again. Move around Fiona HT and try it again.
WSFA 972, listening.
WSFA 972, this is WRVV 690.
Go ahead, 690. This is WSFA 972.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, your voice is kind of low today, and the audio's low. Thought that we should come back, but I wasn't sure.
Copy that. How do you read now?
It's the same way. I can hear you, I can understand you, but I know your signal should be louder than that.
Copy that. Okay. Well, I am stationary, so maybe that's what it is. And the weather is playing the game, too, so I...
Yeah, copy that. Okay, then, well, let me know when you, want me to take a look at that radio.
And see what's up with it. Copy that. Copy that. Will do. WSFA 972. Standing by. Monitoring.
WRVV 690. Be listening also, but I'll be out of the mobile on prep.
WSFA 972, clear the channel.
WSBM 993 for a radio check.
You sounding good, 993.
Appreciate that, Jack. I'm on the base to the receiver. I'm trying to get onto the Saginaw receiver, but I haven't been able to transfer the receipt on that receiver. Do you know if the Saginaw receiver is down?
I don't think Saginaw repeater is not working. Roger?
You said it is working or it's not working?
No, I might have to check that MIA, see if it's working or not. If you want, you can do that too. check the MIA.systems. It'll tell you what the repeater is on or not.
MIA.systems?
Yeah, MIA.systems. It'll tell you all the repeaters working or not. Roger.
I appreciate that,
Jack. I'll give that a shot. Thank you so much. WSGM 993,
Clear. Looks like somebody keyed up Saginaw within the last couple of minutes, so looks like it's a
Station 993, you still there?
Got the IZC 544, all systems go here in Sheboygan County.
Hello, Bob. WIUG 88.
IUC 488, that's RZC 544. Good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
I'm okay so far. How about you?
All systems go here, brother. Nothing to complain about. I'm upright and a good day here on the old homestead. Roger that.
Sure, it's a little bit raining here. That's why I was asking how you doing.
Well, nothing but light showers here maybe an hour ago. Some rain in Indian River, but not much to speak of. We sure could use some more, Roger.
That's for sure. That grass is needed bad. My grass is all dried out. I put water, but it doesn't help.
Roger that. It's a good thing I'm on well water. We did quite a bit of watering for the garden this year, more than usually, than any other time this year. I picked up the drone as another hobby. Interesting enough, it's nice to inspect my tower and antennas on the roof of my beams. I did a 360 here of the property at about 1,000 feet. And, boy, she's dry and crispy up here, Roger.
Bob, I'm going to let you go. We'll get back whatever I was doing right now. And I'll talk to you a little bit later, and good to hear from you, and good talking to you. WIUG, 488.
Do that, Jack. Whatever you were doing, be good or be good at it, brother. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
RZT 820 test.
Hello, this is WSD68 again.
Thank you very much. WRGT 820 clear.
No problem at all. WSD68, stand by.
This is WRTT 347, monitoring.
RYX 551 radio check, checking out the new mic.
Hello, this is WSD88. I'm able to hear you very well. In a slight hum, but other than that, you're fine.
The hum real bad because I just changed mics and thought that would fix the hum.
Sounds like you got a fan running behind you. It's not really a hum, it's more of a pulsating sound.
Okay, I don't know what it is with these mics. I even ordered a new one. I'm still doing it. Directly plugged into the radio. I was running an extension to reach my radio, and then I moved the radio over closer and plugged the mic directly into my radio. I guess these mics have some kind of factory defect with them or something.
You might also check the power supply.
I don't think it's that, because when I plug in my stock mic that came with the radio, everything seems to be fine. I don't know what's going on with these mics.
Okay, yeah, 10-4, because it's not really a hum, it's more of a, almost like a fan noise. So it's got some frequency to it.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like.
What about now? I shut my engine off and just running off direct power.
Oh, that's much better. Much better. You're picking up spark noise.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I can't figure it out. It only does it with these mics. This new mic, it's got a bigger display screen on it. That's why I ordered it. And I thought directly plugging in any radio was going to solve the problem. I don't know what to do with that. Because the stock mic, like I said, makes... doesn't matter if I got the car running or the, you know, whatever. I don't hear any feedback on any noise. I just am stumped here.
Kind of an interesting one with it just being the mic. Usually, the whole radio gets affected by car noise.
Yeah, I'm going to reach behind my seat and grab my stock mic and then give that a try and see what happens.
That's sounding really good, whatever you're doing right now.
Well, I shut the engine off to the vehicle. Now I just started it back up.
And now it just started that pulsing again. Oh, it must be picking up their engine or something? I'm just guessing.
When it has some, like, active noise cancellation, it's,
okay.
It's going hard with the engine noise.
All right, here's my stock mic with the engine running. Testing, testing. Here's the stock mic with the engine running. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Yeah, it sounds better. It's a little quieter, but better.
Okay, the new mic, I don't know. It's got a noise-canceling mic. Wonder if I turn off the noise-canceling, if that'll help. Let me swap it out. Alright, this is WRYX 551. I turned off the noise-canceling. The engine's running, and this is the mic that was acting up. Is it still doing it?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately.
Yeah, affirmative.
You said the engine was running? Is that correct?
Yep, I got the engine running. This is the new mic. And I contacted Midland before, and they told me because I was running an extension, because I had the radio in the glove box. It's a 575 Midland, so there's no need to see the radio. And then I ran an extension cord over towards closer to where I sit when I drive, and they said that these mics don't play well with the extension cords. So I just moved the radio, plugged it directly into this. I plugged the mic directly into the radio, and it's still doing it. I don't get it.
Yeah, that is really weird.
Yeah, what's stranger too is I went on Red Reviews, and everybody says, oh, it's great, it's a little lighter, blah, 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 but everybody just says, oh, it works great, you know? I haven't seen anybody or read anybody that's having the same problem. So I know it's not the radio when I plug in my stock mic, and that's fine. And that's always been fine. So I might just send this damn mic back or do something. Because if it's not the, if it was the radio or something in the vehicle, it should be doing it with the stock mic. That's my thoughts anyway. Over.
Yeah, I agree. If it's the radio, it does it all the time, and it's not. It's only doing it with that mic with the vehicle running.
Is it the type of plug where you can twist the plug around, you know what I mean? Like a circular type of plug? Could it just not like, could the radio not like the position the plug is in? Or is the cable touching something? Like touching something within the truck? Does that make sense?
No, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what you meant. I think I do. It's plugged in just like it's got a click to it when you plug it into the radio, and it's plugged in all the way. And the other gentleman was saying, or somebody was saying, when I shut the engine off, the noise goes away, so, yeah, very puzzling.
Yeah, it's like an RJ connector. You push in and it clicks. It's a mechanical hole.
Oh, those kind. Okay, okay. I was thinking of like a round connector. Okay.
Yeah, I know I'm on Kenwood. I have bins and those around, and you can get those in ass backwards sometimes, yeah.
I don't know what you call the end of this mic. It looks like an Ethernet cord or something. You know, you plug it in, snaps, you hear that snap.
That's an RJ connector. RJ. Probably.
So you don't think turning down the, I have it on high right now. But turning the power to medium or something, I don't think that would do anything. Do you think it would? And it's coming in real fuzzy.
You can always try it and just see if it works, I guess.
I just turned it, it didn't have a medium, it's got low and high. I turned it to low power. How about now?
There's a lot more feedback, static type feedback now.
Yeah, I still think I can do it.
Alright, 10-4, I got it back on high power now. So, I mean, I can talk on it when I'm driving, it's just got some little distortion. I mean, I can communicate properly with it, I mean, you can hear me pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely a fine noise. It's just background noise now. Sorry, I didn't mean to open the box. Anyway, I was just saying, yeah, we can definitely hear you.
Alright. I know it's not a bad mic, too, because the other one I misplaced, so I ordered a new one, brand new out of the box just now. I'll contact Midland, I guess. It kind of pisses me off, but we'll see what happens. I appreciate your time, though.
No problem. Glad to help.
Couldn't understand a word you said. Station out there with Midland Radio. This is WIUT. Play D. Copy. Yes, sir. Jack, how are you? Now, the Midland radio, you gotta connect from the battery direct to the where the radio is, or you gotta connect with the fuse box. Which one is it? I believe it's connected to a fuse box. I'm sorry, directly to the battery. I'd have to call up my guy to put it in for me and ask him, but I don't know if you heard the whole conversation. When I shut the engine off, which I want to do right now while I'm talking, all right, the engine's off, and from what they're telling me, when I turn the engine off, it's clear again, and when I use the stock mic that came with the radio, there's no feedback or any noise on that mic, so I don't know. Well, it got nothing to do with the mic. It got to do with the radio. Another gentleman about 3 months ago had the same problem. I don't know which way you got it. He said you got it direct from the battery, so you might need a filter. They sell filters for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I kind of get you. Just so the filter would go on the positive wire of the power up near the battery, just splice it in.
You know, there's a lot of different filters out that way. Anyhow, what is it? Is it 50-watt radio?
Yes, it's a Midland MXT575.
Well, it's not your mic. It's that you got it direct from the battery, so you need the filter. And let me ask you, your antenna is a magnet mount or is it screwed into the antenna? Which one is it?
I forgot the model number for it, but it screws in. It's screwed in, if that helps.
Yeah, you're going to have that problem. So it might need the filter. And there's another 50 watts. I don't know what to tell you, but number one, I don't have Midland, you know what I mean? And if you contact Midland, they'll tell you all the other stuff, but that's all I know. 3 months ago, the guy had the same problem, and he couldn't do nothing about it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. I'll contact Midland to talk to him about a filter. But right now I got the engine off. I just pulled over. And am I coming in clear now?
Now he's sounding good.
You are.
Without the engine on. But when you turn the engine on, that's the radio. It's not your microphone. Roger?
Yeah, I understand. I just don't understand when I plug in the stoplight, driving or not driving, it's fine. It's very puzzling. It must be a glitch in this new mic they put out.
Break.
No break.
Yeah, this is WRUX 245. I had a question for you. The mic that you're using, does that have lights on it that light up when you use it to where it's a powered mic?
When I key the mic, a red light comes on, says, you know, the M on for Midland lights up. And the exact model number of the mic is MXMC01. That's the model of the mic, MXMC01.
All right, yeah, no, I've had an issue before with another radio. It wasn't a Midland, but it was with a powered mic that had lights on it, and it turned out to actually be the power that was running to the mic. And the mic was picking up the interference, so just didn't know if that might be the culprit or not. If your stock mic does not have any lights on it and is not a powered mic, then that might be the issue.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's a powered mic. It's the reason I got it, it's got a bigger display on it, and you know, I don't think it's a powered mic at all.
All right, yeah, it definitely sounds like an engine whine from the alternator. So get some noise filters on there is probably your best bet. Get some toroids on there, and you should be able to clean it up.
All All right, I appreciate that. I'll contact Midland, see what they got to say about it, what kind of filter or what. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. WRUX 245, standing by.
All right. Yeah, contact them, but I think you're going to need the filter for that. That's why. Because it's coming direct from the battery, and you also have the antenna drilled to the body of the car. That's why you're getting that noise. Roger?
Yeah. All right. Jack, this is WROX 551. Okay, so I just swapped the mics out again. Put the stock mic back in. I'm talking on the stock mic that came with the radio, and I'm driving. And I'm assuming you hear no static or engine noise or anything.
Give me a count to five.
One, two, three, four, five. Testing one, two, three, four, five.
This is good. If you're driving, no problem. That mic you just got, you put in, is not a good mic for it. Roger?
Yeah, it says it's made for this radio and the model 275. It says specifically for this radio, so I might just send the damn thing back and stick with the mic I have here.
I do that, you know, because Midland, the way they make their equipment, they make them with antenna and the radio. And that's how they make them in Midland. But the China people is different.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Somebody didn't test it properly or something. All right, well, I really appreciate your time, and you have a good night.
Sure, anytime. Yeah, just leave the exact mic comes in with it. It's better from the new one. And this is WIUG, but it's clear.
WSDS 979, are you there? Guys, this is WSD68. I've got a question for anyone who wants to answer this one. What speaker mic would you recommend for a handheld?
What handheld do you have? This is WIUG38.
I have a Wuxin AGQ10G.
All right, yeah, that uses a K-style connector. And, the one that I got is actually an Ocean mic that came with mine. I have the 935. And it's a really nice mic, works really well, I haven't had any issues with it. You can probably get pretty much any other mic that you want that has a K connection. It'll probably work just fine. The one that Ocean sells really is not that expensive, so you might want to check there. I know they do have it on buy2wayradios.com.
Okay. The interesting thing about their buy2wayradios.com's mic is that sorry. To get the style of mic that I have, it's about double the price, because they had one for $24.99, and then they said that to get the style, like K1 or something like that, Kingwood, anyhow, to get that, that'd be $40 or something like that. And then there's these other ones, I'm not going to get the name right, but Impact, I think, because it, most those mics are pretty good.
Yeah, those are pretty good. There's quite a few of them out there that are good mics. Yeah, that price seems a little outrageous, and really doesn't make any sense to me. You know, the one that I got with my radio, I paid I think $20 for it, and it's an Ocean mic, has the K connector on it. They didn't have to do anything special to it. I don't know if I have my order form, but I can look for it real quick and see if I can get you a part number.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Have you heard of the Anytone mic?
Yeah. Anytone, they make decent mics. There's absolutely nothing wrong with those, and that will work just fine with that radio as well. You know, it's lower end on the price, but you know, it's a decent mic.
Okay, awesome. Because I'm trying to figure out a way. Basically, I'm trying to get like some kind of stand. It was suggested maybe a cell phone stand or something like that, but something to where I can still keep this radio. Basically, almost like a desk mount. You know, I can just set it, it's high up in the air, you know, for the antenna sake. Because I'm finding when I hold it, I put my elbows on the desk and I hold it straight up in the air. Well, I might have arthritis in my left hand because my hand hurts pretty quick.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Off the top of my head, I can't really come up with any of the brands, but there are several manufacturers that make all sorts of different types of mounts you can use for those radios. And yeah, you might want to go ahead and look into that. There are several different options.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm really pleased with my KKG K10G. That's actually what I'm talking to you on right now. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, and give me just a second here. I'm just looking up to see if I can find a part number for you. Okay, yeah, I've got the microphone here. It is Wooxun, W-O-U-X-U-N, obviously. The part number is SMO-002, and it is for the portable handheld radios. It's on buy2wayradios.com. It's in stock now. The price is $22.99.
Okay, awesome. And that's with the appropriate connector. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It is the appropriate connector. It's got the K-type connector, and it's the exact same mic that I have here with my Ocean.
Okay, awesome. Actually, I'm curious. Is that what you're using right now?
Actually, no. Right now, I'm on a base setup. It's got quite a bit more power than the handheld.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Can you please repeat the part number one more time?
Okay, it's Ocean, S is in Sam, M is in Mary, O is in Ostrich, dash 002. It's SMO dash 002.
Awesome. Thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Anytime.
WSTS-979, go ahead.
Hey, when did you move Kansas County?
Not too long ago, not too long.
Okay, because I have you on Find My, and that's all I knew. Anyway, so how was your day?
Around probably takes me 15 hours to get a, Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's it. Is it really raining or something outside? Yeah, it's 49 degrees this spring. Yes. Are you holding your radio antenna close to the window?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. So what'd you do at Ivy then?
Just a few celebrated. We went to a church and we went to get that after that, you can do a much more open session.
Sounds like you had a good time then. Basically, if you schedule those four those rides all in a row, it should work. I guess you're going to be using them Tuesday, is that right? But I'll do mine on Monday, and hopefully they won't give me any fuss about it. But I can text you the address if you need that address.
I already got the address. It is, I think, 23 Avenue. Something 23 Avenue.
WSDS 979,
go ahead.
Hi, just a really quick question. Did Monte ever give you a call for today? Because I know he and I were going to talk regarding the podcast we just did. And I didn't know if he ever gave you a call.
Nope, he did not give me a call. He did not call me.
Okay. It was when I was talking to Sheila yesterday. She actually was saying that he would, for the future for the podcast, we could use the Zoom room in the library, but then she would get the files to me sooner or something like that. But I wasn't sure how I felt about that, but we can talk to her on the phone about that later. But anyhow, I think that's all I wanted to tell you. I think I just wanted to get that out there. I have not received a call from DeMonte, and just waiting for one. Anyway, you and I can talk later on the phone about that.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, probably, yeah. We can do that.
You're sounding a lot better now, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yep.
So, I didn't hear you, couldn't hear you quite earlier. What did you do at Ivy? How did that go? Did she, like, get the gear?
Oh, yeah, we had a little fun there. We went to the church and she got baptized. And afterwards, we went to a place. We had food and stuff and opened up her gift. And yeah, it's about it. We celebrated and stuff, so yeah.
How much
do
you like the hands, the robotic
kit
that you got?
Oh, yeah, she'll like it. She'll like it indeed, I hope so.
That's good. Do you hear that McDonald's is coming out with a new chicken sandwich? They're calling it the Chicken Mac.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to look like their original chicken sandwich, but I guess it's supposed to have the Big Mac sauce on it.
Huh, okay. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit weird, but I've always liked Big Mac itself, so I would like to give it a try. Never get one.
Yeah, you can try it, yeah.
Yep. Well, anyway, I just wanted to ask you that quick question, but if I think of anything else, I'll either call you on here or text you. And then I hope you have a great rest of your night, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Alright, cool beans. It is a pleasure talking with you. You have yourself a great rest of your evening. WSGS 979, clear.
Thank you, too. WSGS 9.
just DJ 347 monitoring.
WSBY 676 monitoring channel.
WRDG 829, monitoring.
SAX 473. This is WRNW 329. No copy, WSAX 473. This is WRNW 329 clear.
Sounding good in Isabella County. WSTY 438. Check, check.
WSTY 438, sounding good as well. I appreciate the callback. Nice and crispy. Nice and crispy. WSTY 438.
I copied 117 miles. I didn't copy your town or the city you're in. We're in Shepherd, Michigan. Shepherd. WSTY 438.
Copy that. I'm in Brighton, Michigan. Brighton, Michigan, and Livingston County.
Brighton, you sound real good in Brighton. Alrighty, have a good night. It's raining here. Getting the old cold rain tonight, so stay warm. Have a good night. WSTY 438. Thanks for the shout back.
Thanks, I appreciate it. You as well, Matt. Yeah, WSTY 437.